The most security London has ever seen. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. World leaders are gathering for tomorrow's funeral of Queen Elizabeth, President Biden among them. The city striking a delicate balance between safety and ceremony. This as a line of mourners miles long continues to file past her coffin at Westminster Hall.
There was a particularly poignant ritual performed last night by all eight of the Queen's grandchildren, for which an exception to protocol was made in order to allow Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, to wear his military uniform. He and his brother William being placed for this particular event as equals in the Blues and Royals number one uniforms with medals from past jubilees. They kept symbolic guard of their grandmother's coffin.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. To the battlefield in Ukraine, where a top Vatican envoy came under fire while distributing humanitarian supplies. The Polish cardinal wasn't hurt, that's according to the Vatican News Service. The incident took place in the city of Zaporizhia, which is home to Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Fighting between Ukrainian and Russian forces has been raging there. As Puerto Rico waits for the arrival of Tropical Storm Fiona, President Biden has approved an emergency declaration for the island.
Fiona expected to bring 15 to 20 inches of rain to the southern half of Puerto Rico, 10 inches possible on the northern half of Puerto Rico, flooding a major concern.
Fox Weather's Craig Herrera. Two more buses carrying migrants have arrived in New York City, and a couple more are possible later today. Yesterday, another bus from Texas stopped outside the home of Vice President Kamala Harris in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
World leaders will gather in New York this week for the UN General Assembly. President Biden is expected to attend and speak after he comes back from Britain for the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. It's crunch time for Congress. Lawmakers have less than 2 weeks to approve a spending bill to avoid a government shutdown.
A sticking point to a short-term spending bill is permitting reform to ease red tape for energy projects. The provision was part of negotiations between Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin to strike a deal on the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. Schumer intends to include the permitting reform in a spending bill, though dozens of progressive Democrats have signaled opposition. Any bill to avoid a government shutdown will need bipartisan support in the Senate to overcome a 60-vote filibuster threshold. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Florida woman who police say thought she killed her two roommates thought wrong, and now she's facing felony charges.
Deputies for the Marion County Sheriff's Office responded to a 911 call from a person stating he had been stabbed, arriving to the scene to find two people suffering from stab wounds, one victim naming Christina Adams as a suspect. Officers were able to locate the 30-year-old nearby. While she initially denied involvement, Adams later told detectives she had gotten angry with both victims after being asked to leave the home they all shared. Adams says she left the two for dead after the attack, changing her clothes and then going shopping. She's now charged with two counts of attempted first-degree murder and tampering with evidence. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A break-in in broad daylight at a home in Virginia has police searching for two men. The suspects allegedly robbed an elderly couple at gunpoint. They made off with a wallet and a safe. The victims, who were forced into a closet, weren't hurt. Police know who they're looking for. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.